someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears and Bing's guests, Rose Marie and Louis Armstrong. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the Carrie Nation of the radio, Bing Crosby.
What do you mean?
Carrie Nation.
Carrie Nation. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Would you mind holding my hatchet?
I'll do that. Now, Carrie, don't tell me you've been going around to saloons again chopping up television sets.
I sure have, and I wish all the good folks listening would shut off their televisions and flip their radios on.
Yeah, still trying to get the folks to see the light, huh, Carrie?
Mm-hmm. And they can flip their lights on, too.
That's right, folks. Turn on the lights. Get acquainted with the folks who are sitting around your living room.
Yeah, everybody shake hands now. Yell out your names and get acquainted. Might be somebody sitting next to you who's wanted by the FBI. You get a big reward. Turn on the lights. Your company.
You're really in a merry mood this evening.
And I'm pretty jazzy.
Yes, you are.
That's because, you know what happened? I feel very gay and very jolly because I got some lowdown on Hope.
Bob
Hope? Oh, I've got the vine on him. I have zeroed in on him.
Let's get it.
I just got a letter from a friend of mine who made the trip to England on the Queen Mary with Bob.
Oh, by the way, why did Bob go to England anyway?
Well, there's a couple of theories about that. George Jessel has an interesting theory. He claims that Hope went over there to attend Danny Kaye's coronation. That sounds like more or less of a joke.
I think so.
Small one, but it's a little number. It's just a tiny one. But you know the real reason why he went over there?
What?
He went over to take a can of glass wax over for Douglas Fairbanks Jr.'s Monaco. I guess the glass wax wholesale from Godfrey, of course.
Who gets it for nothing? But Bing, isn't Bob going to make some personal appearances in London, too?
Just as soon as he finishes shining Doug's monocle, he's going to make a big appearance there.
Well, that boy sure loves to put on a show, doesn't he? He thrives on it.
That's the understatement of the year. Thrives on it. Ken, like the spring flowers need the sunlight, Hope needs the spotlight. They tell me on the Queen Mary, he put on a show in the main ballroom, one in the card room, one in each cocktail room, one in the boiler room. He even put on a blindfold and did a show in the powder room.
Well, I'll say one thing for Bob. He fits in anywhere.
You're so right. I understand the first day he got to England, he made a very bold move.
What'd he do?
But he's always on the alert, on the qui vive. He applied to the Labour government for a free girdle.
To say the Labour government gives free girdles?
Yes, they do, but what goes in them, you got to get for yourself.
Well, that's the trouble of those utopian schemes. The human element slips in.
Never practical, no.
You know, Bing, I wouldn't be surprised if Bob were knighted over there.
Oh, get out.
Oh,
knighted?
Might be, yes. Mm. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he received the Order of the Garter?
Certainly, he could pin it on the girdle. Oh, I'll tell you one thing, Ken. If he ever receives the garter, it'll be tossed at him in a burlesque show or something for whistling and applause over and above the line of duty.
Stout fellow.
Thank you. Carry on.
Well, you know how enthusiastic Bob is.
Yes, who knows better than I. But, Ken, let's drop Roving Rob and get on to the opening number, which deals with another of the roving kinds. That old, salty old sea chanty that is currently intriguing the folks. Quite a hit. John Scott, avast.
Had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
As I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I heisted out my signals, which she so quickly knew, and when again I smiled at her, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
Oh, pardon me, she says to me, for being out so late. But if my parents heard of this, oh, sad would be my fate. My father is in politics, a good and righteous man. My mother tends our humble home, I help her all I can.
He took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine. and hardly did he realize he was the roving kind.
I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry sea, and come all ye apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk to plank and pushed the under two.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving, one of the roving, one of the roving kind.
It's lovely, Ben.
Nice to have you aboard.
Thanks.
Nice to have you aboard. It's been ducky. You like it? Thanks, Ken. What's next on the docket? I guess this is the season's biggest ballad. I can't let spring turn into summer without giving it one more belt.
If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I rule the night, stars and moon so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my knee to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth if I hadn't the right to you? What would life be worth if I hadn't the right to you?
Finish yet, will you? That's the longest ending in history, wasn't it? Thank you very much anyhow, kids. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest for this evening is a very charming young lady. Very talented, too. A smash dynamite vocalist. Started out in show business, this girl, when she was just a baby. And as Baby Rosemarie, she was a great hit with her singing and her impersonations on the radio. She's grown up now, and recently she's been doing some fine work on that medium called television. Folks, here's Rosemarie.
Thank you, Ben.
Rosemarie, I want to bid you a warm welcome to the Chesterfield program. Of course, this isn't television.
I know.
But what is? I hope you'll be happy here, though.
Oh,
you're
fine. Sure I will, Ben.
Gee, apparently Bobby Guy, our trumpet player, is doing his best to give you some sort of a big send-off, Rosemarie. He must be a fan of yours or something. What is this?
Well, I don't know how much of a fan he is, but he is my husband.
Okay.
See what happens? I gave him a solo in F and it went to his head. He wants to play all three. It's nice to have a cornet player in the family. I wouldn't be without one. Have a guy come blast a hot chorus for you once in a while. You know something, Rosemary? It seems like only yesterday to me that you were just a baby working in show business. Hard for me to believe that you've grown up.
Well, kids grow up.
I know. I got them growing up all around me. But you must have started pretty early, huh?
That's right, Ding. I started singing professionally when I was 3 years old.
Think of that.
And I retired when I was 5 years old.
Oh, those were the days. You could put something away then, couldn't you?
Wasn't only that thing, you know, I did have to go to school.
Oh, of course, that's right. Gosh, imagine being in show business and a big hit, then you retire into the first grade.
Why, you know, I could read Variety before I even learned my ABCs.
Really?
When I was 14, I went back into show business. Huh? And I retired again when I was 18.
Why did you retire then? I never heard him play better. Imagine starting out to work when you're only 3 years old. That's fantastic.
When did you start to work, Bing?
Well, there's those who claim I haven't started yet. What are you going to sing tonight, Rosemary?
Well, I thought maybe I'd do a little bit of My Blue Heaven.
Oh, I love
that.
Can I
go for it?
I love it. I'm sure you'll have no trouble with Mr. Trotter's orchestra, especially in the trumpet department. Watch.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, there's a little white light will lead you to my blue. A cozy room, a little nest that's nestled right where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We are so happy in our, happy in our blue heaven. Well, all the whippoorwills call, and the evening is high. You make a turn to the right, and there's a little white light. It's gonna lead you to mine, lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, what a fireplace, a cozy room. A little nest, that's the nest that holds where nestles where the little roses bloom, because it's Molly. The
baby makes the room. We're kind of happy in our blue heaven. Thank you. Thank you, Rosemary. See, that was great. That really come on. Fine. Now, folks, here's a fellow who's guested on this show many, many times. One of the real giants of popular American music. A fellow who I think has no equal or no duplicate. Louis Satchmo Armstrong. How's things at the Tiffany Club?
Oh,
got it moving and walking?
Jumping.
Look, what are you going to do for us tonight, Lou?
Well, I really don't know. I haven't given it thought much yet.
You haven't given much thought? Well, we don't want to crowd you, but you're going to think of something, ain't you?
Well, I see some pretty clever cats there in the
Let's
band.
Let's see who
back
we got
there.
Back there, yes.
Well, we're bound to stumble on something, you know, if I get rid of them.
This is certainly the program for it, Lou.
And this is the place, all right.
Well, you get those cats stumbling around on something, and I'll just sort of back away.
Okay, Daddy.
You ready?
Brother Charter? Are you ready to start?
What are you going to play?
I'll get over here with the cat there.
Sunny side of the street is over yonder. Ready, Lou?
Stab it on the rock,
grab you and leave you on his arms. Don't stand, baby, just direct your feet, arms on his side of the street. Can't you hear that bit of band? Happy tunes, just stand, baby. Life could be so sweet all the life. I used to walk in chains, baby, blue sun red. Now, mama, I'm that man. Papa, that's his birthday today. I never ever said I'll be his angel. Get your planet mad and mad not and beat up your Chelsea.
Who wrote that song, that melody, Jimmy McHugh? You've just made him very happy.
Jimmy McHugh?
Yeah, I don't know about the guy who wrote the words. He's
my man.
The melody writer's gonna love you. And folks, the clever cats that Louis mentioned in there with him supporting him were Matty Matlock on the clarinet, and Johnny Sayre on the drums, Phil Stevens on the bass, Perry Bodkin on the guitar, Mel Henke piano, Bill Taylor on the trombone, and Jack Cheney on the tenor. Say, Louis.
Yeah, Papa.
You know Nick Kenny? Of course you do. You know Nick, the bard of the New York Mirror, the poet laureate of Rockingham Park. He's written a new song, he and his brother Charles. It's called a thing called Gone Fishing.
Well, I hope it's catfish.
Don't mention any kind of fish you want. It's not specific, just any old kind of fish. But my point is, Thatch, that this is sort of a lazy, drowsy, easygoing song about a fellow who hates work. All he wants to do is go fishing.
Well, is this song dedicated to you, Daddy?
No, I think Nick had you in mind when he wrote it.
Well, I don't object to going fishing as long as I don't have to walk uphill. That's all I'm out of it.
There you go. I told you this song was about you.
Well, I ain't lazy. I'm just blessed with a lack of ambition, that's all.
What do you mean you ain't lazy? Why is it then that every time I stop by your ranch, I can never find you?
Oh, that isn't a ranch, Daddy.
No?
No. I just raised a few fryers on the thing, that's all.
You sure know how to fry them, too. That's if I ever can find you home.
But how come you can't find me?
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
Oh, real gone, Eddie.
You ain't working anymore.
Well, it could be, you know.
There's your hoe out in the sun. Where you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, wady pool.
Shangri-La. Really, now,
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club, Daddy.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. And still,
of just a wishing.
Papa Bean,
yeah.
I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well,
you know
I'm a busy
that.
Man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You wasn't tied up, your dog. You just played old confusion. There's a sign up on your door.
Well, don't blab it around, Pops. Keep it shady.
Gone fishing.
Got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary. I have the twins on that detail, eh? You take a dive.
Don't give a darn.
I give 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just haven't seen it too long.
Well, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition, gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
Old Cindy Lou.
Gone fishing.
Please be fighting at your hide.
Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross. We gone fishing. Instead. Of just a wishing. Murderistic man, am I
mistaken?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is an old barrack ballad which is respectfully dedicated to General Douglas MacArthur. Thanks to Rosemary and Louis Armstrong for joining us tonight. Incidentally, good luck to Rosemary on her engagement at the Chicago Theater in Chicago.
Who's with us next week, Bing?
Next week, Ken, a couple of our old pals are going to be here. Our guests are going to be Mr. Bert Wheeler and Mr. Walter O'Keefe.
Bert and Walter?
Two fine, suave, urbane, unctuous gentlemen. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks.
Bing Crosby Cosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Bert Wheeler and Walter O'Keefe.